In this bulletin, grants and low-interest loans announced for small businesses affected by the bushfires. The Prime Minister rebukes the New South Wales Environment Minister over his call to review emissions policy. And in cricket, India secures one-day international series win against Australia. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government has announced the grants for fire-affected small businesses will be increased from $15,000 to $50,000. Low-interest loans of up to $500,000 will also be made available for businesses who have lost assets or had a major dip in revenue due to the bushfires. It marks the latest announcement on the release of money from the federal government's National Bushfire Recovery Fund. Prime Minister Scott Morrison told Channel 7, the government is doing what it can to bring business back to fire-hit areas.
Up until now, there's been $15,000 grants in New South Wales. We're increasing that to $50,000. Now, that's to help them with repairs and the clean-up and these sorts of things in their businesses, to give them that support. They go through the state government-run organisations, Services New South Wales and New South Wales and similar organisations in Victoria and Queensland. The states actually run these grant programs. We pay for them and they do the assessments. They've got the skilled assessors.
The federal government is reminding families that have suffered the devastating bushfires that an additional $400 is being paid per child under the Australian government's disaster recovery payment. The additional payment for each child under 16 starts on Monday. Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud says the assistance payments are about ensuring those who need immediate relief for essential items can receive it quickly. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has taken an extraordinary personal swipe at a New South Wales Liberal government minister in a bid to downplay alleged divisions in the party over climate action. Speaking on ABC Radio, Mr Morrison dismissed claims by New South Wales Environment Minister Matt Keane that senior federal cabinet ministers want the Prime Minister to take stronger action on climate change. Minister Keane has also called for the federal government to abandon the use of Kyoto carryover credits to meet its 2030 emissions target. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham has told Sky News the federal government wants to beat its emissions reduction target of between 26 and 28% by 2030.
The point that has been made, including by Matt Keane, that this all has to be done in ways that don't threaten our economy or undermine Australian jobs is a crucial one, but that is where continuously looking for those new opportunities of new technologies that don't require new taxes or penalties on Australians, but can absolutely put us at the forefront of transformation to be able to achieve even higher levels of emissions reductions than are currently forecast.
World leaders have committed to ending all foreign meddling in Libya's war and uphold a weapons embargo. The presidents of Russia, Turkey and France were among global leaders meeting in Berlin to come up with a plan to stop interfering in the war, be it through weapons, troops or financing. But the talks failed to deliver a permanent truce or facilitate serious dialogue between the warring parties, strongman Khalifa Haftar and the head of Tripoli's UN-recognised government, Fayez al-Sarraj. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says progress has been made.
We've had very intensive and serious negotiations here in Berlin. And in doing so, we've contributed to a new political approach, a new political impulse, to generate hope for the people and hope for peace in the Libyan conflict.
Libya has been torn by fighting between rival armed factions since a 2011 NATO-backed uprising killed dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Clashes have killed more than 280 civilians and 2,000 fighters and displaced tens of thousands of people until a fragile ceasefire backed by both Turkey and Russia was put in place on January 12. Moving to sport, and India has won the third and decisive ODI match against Australia by 7 wickets with 15 balls in hand. Rohit Sharma won player of the match, with Indian skipper Virat Kohli winning player of the series. Steve Smith put on OD masterclass with 131, reaching triple figures in this format for the first time. He achieved the feat against Pakistan 3 years ago to the day, but no other Australian was able to follow suit. Captain Aaron Finch says the team is still working to find its stride.
Across the board, we're probably just losing one wicket. Sort of, we get a platform, then we've lost one. But the guys are trying hard. We're improving our games, and it's no one in particular, one individual's fault. It's just just that momentum just keeps getting stalled every now and then. But that's a part of learning. We've got still a relatively young group, especially in that middle order. So they're still learning. And to play against the best in the world in these conditions is it's a great learning curve.
Look at the weather for the rest of today. It's fine in Perth, 31 degrees. There's a possible shower in Adelaide today, 24. Showers and thunderstorms for Melbourne, a top of 21. Light rain for Hobart, 17 degrees. Showers and a storm likely for Canberra, 27. Showers increasing in Wollongong, 26 for you. Much the same for Sydney, 28. Similar conditions in Newcastle, slightly higher at 31. Showers and a possible storm for Brisbane, 33. Much the same in Cairns, 36 for you. And in Darwin, there's also a chance of a shower or two and a storm. It's 33 degrees in Darwin. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.